Welcome to Holy Week Prayers for Wednesday morning. I'm Jay Jansen. Before we pray together, I have a few instructions. I invite you to light a candle as a sign that God is present with us in spirit. Second, if you haven't already done so, I encourage you to create a family altar in your home for Holy Week. Pick a spot in your house where you can gather by yourself or with others, and there place a candle, a cross, and a bowl. Next, feel free to pause the recording at any time, especially in those moments of listening silence. If you're with a group, you don't have to use the recording. You may have different people read different sections, or you may have a leader read the light print, and have the group read together the text in bold print. Finally, where you see what looks like a plus sign, you may wish to make the sign of the cross. And now let's pray together. If you're following along with the printed liturgy that accompanies this recording, please read the text that is in bold print. Praise the Lord, you that fear Him. Stand in awe of Him, O offspring of Israel. All you of Jacob's line, give glory. To you I lift up my eyes, to you enthroned in the heavens. As the eyes of the servant look to the hand of their masters, and the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to you, our God, awaiting your word of mercy. Let my soul rise up to meet you as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Blessed be who has come to help the house called Bethany and defends those broken friends who've been crying. Comes the light, breaks the dawn. Can you feel a ray of hope for those whose hope is gone? Lift your head, dry your eyes, time for rising. Praise the Lord, blessed be, who brings comfort to the very least of these, in whose hands the journey ends, joy surprise. Every morn, can you hear the voice that summons up horizon song? Lift your head and dry your eyes. Time for rising. Praise the Lord, blessed be He, anointed in the house of misery, who defends the humble hands that bowed His dying, who brave the night, retrieve the dawn, a ray of hope for those whose hope is gone. Lift your head and dry your eyes. Time for rising. Lift your head, dry your eyes. Time for rising. Thank you.
Show me your ways, O Lord, and teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. In you have I trusted all the day long. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall bow before him. For kingship belongs to the Lord. He rules over the nations. To him alone all who sleep in the earth bow down in worship. All who go down to the dust fall before him. My soul shall live for him. My descendants shall serve him. They shall be known as the Lord's forever. They shall come and make known to a people yet unborn the saving deeds that he has done. Tell it out among all the nations. The Lord is King. He has made the world so firm that it cannot be moved. He will judge all the peoples with equity.
Jesus was at Bethany, a guest of Simon the leper. While he was eating dinner, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume. She broke open the jar and poured the perfume on Jesus' head. Some of the guests became furious among themselves. "That's criminal, a sheer waste. This perfume could have been sold for well over a year's wages and handed out to the poor," and they scolded her. But Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why are you giving her a hard time? She has just done something wonderfully significant for me. You will have the poor with you every day for the rest of your lives. Whenever you feel like it, you can do something for them. Not so with me. She did what she could when she could. She pre-anointed my body for burial, and you can be sure that wherever in the whole world the message is preached, what she just did is going to be talked about admiringly."
Pause your playback device, and in the silence, be attentive to what God wishes to communicate to you. Please respond to the living word with this simple phrase. Tell it out among all the nations. The Lord is King. He has made the world so firm that it cannot be moved. He will judge all the peoples with equity. In the silence that follows, pause your playback device and take a look at your hands. Notice the creases, the calluses, the nicks. As you think about the day ahead, what gifts do you have to offer the King? Which people and situations do you hope to see anointed? While we sat in darkness, Lord Jesus Christ, you interrupted us with your life. Make us, your people, a holy interruption, so that by your Spirit's power we may live as a sweet fragrance among the nations, even as we stumble through this world's dust and muck. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Almighty and ever-living God, in your tender love for the human race, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to take upon him our nature, and to suffer death upon the cross, giving us the example of his great humility. Mercifully grant that we, walking in the way of the cross, may find it none other than the way of life and peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought me in safety to this new day. Preserve me with your mighty power, that I may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. Grant me and all your people the gift of your Spirit, that we may know Christ and make him known, and through him, at all times and in all places, may give thanks to you in all things. In all I do, direct me to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.